Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, you're listening to 4ZZZ. Grace and Vivina here with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. Climate Action Group Move Beyond Coal plans to protest outside of NAB's Premier branch this morning in response to an alleged report released by Market Forces finding that NAB supplied millions of dollars to coal companies. The report allegedly found NAB had lent $630 million to coal companies over the past 6 months, despite committing to the climate-reducing Paris Agreement in 2016.
A West End local known as the Soup Guy has been recycling bottles and cans in exchange for money that funds groceries used to feed the homeless. Chris Patterson takes advantage of the state's Containers for Change initiative and cooks for the West End Community House every Friday.
On to national news now. The Australian Dental Association has called for the greater awareness on the risk of chewing tobacco, as focus on the oral and general health effects are less documented. ADA oral health promoter Dr. Janani Ravichandran says over time the sense of taste and smell reduces, but the main long-term consequence is cancer.
Charles Darwin University researchers have found climate change poses a risk to Australia's seafood industry. Bacterial growth, known as Vibrio, is caused in warmer temperate regions and could negatively impact food safety and human health.
On to international news now. Vietnam is urging industries to save power during a record heat wave that is risking a partial electrical overload. Vietnam is switching off streetlights, keeping the air conditioners above 26 degrees, and have shortened the duration of public lighting to tackle the surge in electricity use.
On to weather now. It's a chilly 13 degrees at the moment, with a patchy smoky haze still making its way through the city. We are, however, looking at a mostly sunny afternoon, with a high of 24 degrees. That's all for the 10 a.m. Zed Lines. You're listening to 4ZZZ. We'll be back soon with your 11 a.m. Zed Lines.